American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Special Counsel Jack Smith is evaluating how to wind down the two federal cases against Donald Trump before he takes office in light of longstanding Justice Department protocol that says sitting presidents cannot be prosecuted. That's according to a person familiar with the matter. Smith charged Trump last year with plotting to overturn the results of the 2020 election and illegally hoarding classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago estate. Vice President Kamala Harris is addressing her supporters this hour. She's speaking from Howard University in Washington, D.C. She earlier called Donald Trump to congratulate him on his win. Democrats in Philadelphia are blaming the Harris campaign for Donald Trump's success. Fox reporter Brian Yunis has more.
Trump had his best performance ever in Philadelphia, getting 20% of the vote here. That's 4,000 more votes than he got in 2020. Now, I just got off the phone with the Philadelphia Democratic Party Chairman Bob Rady, who really criticized the Harris campaign. He said that Harris should not have been replaced, he said that President Biden should not have been replaced by Harris. He also said that the Harris campaign never really organized with them on the ground here in Philadelphia, and he said that the campaign never showed Philly Democrats the kind of respect that he thought they needed. In fact, Brady said he never even had a conversation ever with Vice President Harris. And then he added that he believed that Pennsylvania's Governor Josh Shapiro should have been the vice presidential pick and not Governor Tim Walz, which is something we're hearing from members of the DNC as well.
Despite the impact of Hurricane Helene, North Carolina voters showed up to the polls. Here's Fox's Jonathan Seri.
What surprised many is the heavy voter turnout in the western part of the state that was hard hit during Hurricane Helene. When you talk with folks there about how they feel about the federal disaster response, their opinion falls largely along party lines. And what helped the Trump campaign is, other than the blue dots of Boone and Asheville, western North Carolina is reliably Republican. Statewide, kitchen table issues were at the top of voters' minds. But this battleground state has a tradition of electing governors and presidents from opposite parties. Such was the case last night. Democrat Josh Stein will become North Carolina's first Jewish governor.
Over 100 people have been killed by Helene in the state. Fox News contributor Katie Pavlich talked about what happened in the election with Fox's Sandra Smith.
Huge shift you're seeing with Hispanic voters. You also saw it with black voters. And it's a difference in the way this, the campaigns conducted the style of what they wanted to talk about. Trump campaign was very focused on the economy. The Harris campaign made this assumption that identity politics would take them over the finish line, didn't offer any kind of substantive policy measures on the economy.
Because he ran this number up. While she still got the most support, he ran this number up way beyond the benchmark that Biden won with.
She had a very difficult time untethering herself from the Biden-Harris policies.
Fox News data showed the economy was the top issue for voters. And the host on The View gave their thoughts on the election results.
How you feel?
I'll start.
Go ahead.
My takeaway is that the system works. We live in a democracy.
Mm-hmm.
People spoke. This is what people wanted. I vehemently disagree with the decision mm-hmm. that Americans made. But I feel very, very hopeful that we have a democratic system in this country. We should value it. We should love it. We should protest if the situation arises that we need to protest, which I'm sure it will.
The Washington Post reports restaurants and convenience stores boarded up their windows in Washington, D.C. The Secret Service erected towering metal fences around the White House. And D.C. police canceled leave for most officers, ordering them to work 12-hour shifts. It was election night in the U.S., and some Americans prepared for unrest. But at least for the night, the district settled into an uneasy quiet. A pro-Palestinian protest scheduled to happen no matter who won the presidential election drew more than 100 people, who dispersed by 9 p.m. Police arrested a man who brought a flare gun and a torch lighter to the Capitol. See more news at AFN.net.